Taras Perik Beis Mishnah Beis Zeichen Nishmas Yitzchok Ben Mordechai Meir. Continuing on discussions of Taharas and Timaeus. So we've learned earlier in the Masechta that somebody who eats a chatzi pras of food that is Tameh, we learned this in relation to Nevela, a chatzi pras, according to the Rambam, is one kebeya and a half, so 1.5, and according to Rashi, it's two kebeya. So somebody who eats Tameh food that is a chatzi pras is possible to eat truma. And if he touches truma, he makes it pasul until he goes to the mikvah. This is the Rabbanan, because we want to make sure that somebody who eats truma won't eat truma that was made tameh by food or liquid that are in his mouth. And so it's an extra Rabbanan safeguard. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ha'ochel ochel rishon. If somebody eats food that is tameh as a rishon, he himself rishon. It becomes tameh as a rishon, exactly the same as the food. Ha'ochel sheni, person who eats food that is a sheni l'tumah, sheni, he becomes a sheni l'tumah as well. And ochel shlishi, somebody who eats a shlishi l'tumah, which we know only applies to truma, then shlishi, he becomes a shlishi as well. And the Gemara explains this to mean that we never find a case where somebody who eats tamei food is less tameh than that which he ate. In fact, if somebody eats a nevela of a kosher bird, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, he becomes more tameh than the food that he ate. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that, therefore, if you eat tameh food, you stay on the same level. But Rabbi Yoshua Omer, ha'ochel ochel rishon, if somebody eats food that is a rishon, then va'ochel sheni, or he eats food that was a sheni, sheni, he is a sheni. So if you eat a rishon, you're a sheni. If you eat a sheni, you're a sheni. Shlishi, if he ate food that was a shlishi latuma, which applies to truma, sheni lakodesh, he then goes up a notch and becomes a sheni with regards to kodesh. So he would give it either shlishi latuma or revi latuma. So only in the case of shlishi does he go up a notch to sheni. Otherwise, if he eats rishon or sheni, he becomes a sheni. Velo sheni l'truma. But he is not going to turn into a sheni for truma. So if he eats a shlishi, then at the worst, he is a shlishi as well, which means any truma he touches is not affected, because shlishi is a terminal level of tumah when it comes to truma. But if he eats a shlishi, then he does become a sheni lekodesh, according to Rabbi Yoshua. And then he says, b'chulin shenasu l'taharas truma. In regard to chulin prepared with a truma level of tahara, sometimes people prepare their chulin to be on a truma level of tahara so that people can eat it. Even Kohanim would be able to eat it because they kept good watch on it. So according to Rabbi Yoshua, the shlishi that we are mentioning in our Mishnah that he ate was not actual truma, even though shlishi only usually applies to truma. It was chulin prepared with truma level tahara. Even though with chulin, ordinarily a shlishi doesn't apply, it does apply to chulin that was prepared for truma level tahara. So earlier on in the Mishnah, every time we saw shlishi, I said, yeah, he ate truma. He didn't. He ate chulin prepared on the level of truma. Now, Rabbi Eliezer holds that you never go down in tumah from what you ate. You can only stay at the same level or grow up. Rabbi Yoshua does not hold the same thing, that from the nevela of a kosher bird that we draw some kind of conclusion for all other tumah foodstuffs that one eats. He says that you, generally speaking, will go down in tumah, depending upon the quantity of how much you ate. So, for example, a kibeya of tumah food renders other food tumah, but a person has to eat more than that, has to eat a half a pras, which is either two kibeya or one and a half kibeya to be tumah. So we say that eating is different from the tumah of the edible object that he consumed, and so Rabbi Yoshua has a different opinion than Rabbi Eliezer does as far as these go. And it gets very, very complex. There are many different Rishonim who see this many different ways, but we followed the most simple explanation for how this Mishnah operates. The same is true for the next Mishnah, which again, many of the Mefarshim have many difficulties with it, but it's very short, Mishnah Gimel. Harishon Shebechulin. When it comes to chulin food that is a rishon, that is in the first degree, tamei umitamei. It itself is tamei, and it will render other chulin food a sheni l'tuma. So it is tamei, and it can transmit tuma. Hasheni posel. Whereas a sheni chulin food, and most of the mafarshim don't say posel, they say pasul, is unfit, is pasul for somebody who is machmir to only even eat chulin on a high level of tahara. So we mentioned in the previous Mishnah the concept of keeping your chulin food very tahar, even on the level of truma. Somebody who's machmir to that, if he eats a sheni of chulin, which ordinarily that's its terminal level, he's this food is pasul for him. But v'lo mitame, it doesn't transmit tuma to any other chulin food because chulin is terminal at sheni; it doesn't reach shlishi. V'hashlishi, whereas a shlishi, and they explain in this Mishnah like the previous one, we're talking about chulin food prepared on the level of truma, so it's not a real shlishi per se; it's not truma food, but it is chulin food that was on that level and is treated like truma proper. Nechal bin nazir. Hadema. It is eaten in a stew that contains dema, and that is to say that chulin that reaches this level of shlishi can be eaten even in a chulent that has dema in it. Dema is a term in the Mishnah that refers to truma. So even in a stew that has truma in it, and the Gemara then says, however, that we're talking about less than a kizayis. That is kind of pinched in and put in for seasoning. So in such a situation, if the dema in question is a very small, less than a kezias bit of spice, and somebody eats the chatzi pras and will eat less than a kezias of truma spice at any given time, well then in such a situation, you can eat the mixed up stew. But it turns out that this stew is not so simple. You're not supposed to l'chachila be making a stew with a bunch of truma and a bunch of shlishi chulin that was prepared as truma, because that's really a mixture that you're not supposed to have. What you should have instead is only if there's a little pinch of truma in there so that nobody's ever eating a kezias of it at the same time as they're eating this shlishi chulin prepared as truma situation.